Dr. Michael Roizen.
Dr. Michael Roizen.
You, the Owner's Manual Radio Show.
You're listening to You, the Owner's Manual Podcast, the latest news of the week. That's what is in this A segment. We're in 881A today, podcast 881A. Not only do we give you the latest news, but much more importantly, it's what to do about it so that you can live at the top of your curve till very near the end. Thanks for tuning in, listening, downloading us. Please do rate us and do tell your friends about us. The FDA opens a new path for Alzheimer's treatment. That's a big deal. That'll be our second story. The first story, yes, you on a diet is vindicated. Not that it ever was not. It is diet quality, avoiding the five food felons and all else is fine, that matters to weight loss as well as health. Yes, a large article out of Oakland, California shows that to be true this week. Eating fast may raise obesity risk. What do we mean by that? This is Japanese researchers studied 59,000 people. Short kids may have a higher stroke risk as an adult. I was a short kid. I'm still short. And what does it mean for me? And how big a risk is it? We'll tell. And what to do about it. Excessive alcohol linked to early onset dementia risk. And at the same time, another story came out. Drinking alcohol tied to longer life. And the impact of cleaning products on a woman's lungs is as damaging as a 20-a-day cigarette habit. We'll tell you what to do about that as well. And of course, exercise is helping memory grow stronger, and opioids are tied to fatal infections. No, this isn't a drug abuse story. It's a herbal story, and we'll cover that too. Let's go to the top of the stories. The one that I enjoy most is diet quality. This was a large study done, and what does it mean to you, by the way? What it means to you is that diet quality matters, and the only thing you have to know about in this, it's pretty easy, only thing you have to know about is that you should avoid the five food felons. That's right. If you avoid the five food felons, what are they? Added sugar, added syrup, simple carbohydrates, foods with saturated fat like red meat, processed meat, pork is in that category, as well as trans fat. Those five things, if you avoid those, then everything else helps you to get healthier. And in this study, a randomized study of low carb versus low fat, but both groups ate, if you will, only healthy fats and only healthy carbs. Both groups lost weight. Didn't matter whether it was carbs or fat. Didn't matter the genetic makeup. There was no personalization of this. It is just avoiding the five food felons that was key. The other component, both groups lost around 12 pounds. The other key, over this two-year study, by the way, so 6 pounds a year, that's great by just going healthy food, not obsessing about calories or portion size or anything else. The other thing, and by the way, that was the data we used to build You on a Diet. That's how we got this data. It's consistent with all the data in the literature. The other component that I should bring out in this story is that it was, you don't have to lose it fast. You want to lose it slowly and consistently so you can stay down. It's not that calories don't matter. It's that they don't matter much. And this was a study, I think it was around 1,500 people in both groups. And so pretty good weight loss in both groups, both the low carb and the low fat. The key is good quality fat or good quality carbs, not simple sugars and not strip carbs and not saturated or trans fat. Next story that we should cover, because it looks right about at it, is eat slowly. What do we mean by eating slowly? It means that what you want to do is put down a fork in between bites or put down your chopsticks in between bites. It was done in Japan. And maybe take a gulp of water or a gulp of coffee. Both are healthy. In between bites, that's a key. And it works really, really well. So I'm not going to say anything more than that, other than it is very, very doable. Next story, and in fact, that was a key to losing weight, more weight, quicker. Not only diet quality, but the speed at which you ate in these 1,500 or so Japanese men who they rated as normal speed, slow or fast. Slow lost the most weight. Normal lost weight compared to fast. The next, and this is a big story, is that the FDA opens a new path for Alzheimer's treatment. The Food and Drug Administration proposal to test Alzheimer's disease treatments on patients years before the disease shows outward signs. That is, we've been very unsuccessful at treating Alzheimer's disease once it appeared. Beforehand, early signs, omega-3s, omega-7s, both seem to work incredibly in the studies, but it may be that nothing works once it develops, because those didn't work once it developed. And in fact, that's been the frustration of over 2,300 drug trials that pharmaceutical firms have funded in this, and over 200 in stage 2 or later. So this is, they've spent a lot of money, drug companies, haven't gotten anything that's changed. So the FDA says, let's use biomarkers showing where you can change the biomarkers of the disease before the disease is actually present. The problem is, of course, finding the biomarkers and getting the biomarkers to study. That still hasn't been decided, but it will be. So stay tuned. Why is this important for you? Because you may want to volunteer for one of these studies, seeing if you have the biomarkers of it, and then involved in the study, if you will, before you develop the real disease. So pay attention. I'm going to pay attention. Anyone with either who plans on living a long time, really important to keep your brain in shape. Remember, managing stress, doing the four components of physical activity, speed of processing games, getting 900 milligrams of DHA in either salmon or supplement. Those are four of the key things, as well as in that diet quality article we talked about just before, avoiding the five food felons. And then I like to say, consider taking the FAB 8 plus 2. We haven't done the FAB 8 plus 2 recently, so we'll do that maybe next week or the week after as an extra bonus on this podcast. Maybe we'll call it an 880. Maybe we'll do it as an 884C. So look for that 884 podcast, 884C. The FAB 8 plus 2 plus 1 are drugs that or supplements such as a baby aspirin twice a day or CoQ10 200 milligrams a day to decrease your risk of brain dysfunction. There are a whole bunch of other things like giving sleep respect and avoiding toxins that we can also cover maybe in another special. The working nights raises diabetes risk, yes. Working irregularly, about a 10% increase. That working more than just rotating shifts, that is irregularly working, about a 30% increase, about a 50% increase if you mainly work night shifts. Why? Because you're not eating in the consistency. You want to eat during the daylight, major meals during the daylight. After the sun goes down, maybe only a glass of wine or a little bit of chocolate or a dessert, but nothing else.
More with Dr. Michael Roizen coming up. But first, I want to tell you about Health IQ, an insurance company that helps health-conscious people like runners, cyclists, weightlifters, and vegetarians get lower rates on their life insurance. Yes, I'm not kidding. This is really cool. Health IQ can save you up to 33% because physically active people have a 56% lower risk of heart disease, 20% lower risk of cancer, and a 58% lower risk of diabetes compared to people who are inactive. And these savings are exclusive to Health IQ. Now, you have to qualify by taking a Health IQ quiz or other lifestyle quizzes like the Cycling IQ or Running IQ quiz. And you can also get additional savings by submitting actual data such as race results from a 5K that you've run. And Health IQ doesn't just take this info and pass it on to an insurer. They are with you every step of the way, from interest to application through underwriting to the final policy enforcement. It's pretty cool. Now, by being healthy, you not only live a better life, but now you can also pay less for your life insurance. To see if you qualify, get your free quote today at healthiq.com/ownersmanual or mention the promo code ownersmanual when you talk to a Health IQ agent. Once again, check it out at healthiq.com/ownersmanual. Now back to Dr. Michael Roizen.
Another key story, short kids may have a higher risk as adults. What does that mean of stroke? Well, short people, I'm one of those short people, have lower risks of heart disease by about 20% compared to their kin who are their brothers who are 4 inches or more taller. But they also have a 11% increased risk of both ischemic and hemorrhagic. Those are the two types of strokes. Bad disease for the brain, both of them are. Well, how do you prevent them, or what's done and why? We think it may be actually the blood pressure in youth. 4 inches may give you a higher blood pressure, high enough to, in fact, cause disorders, that is, injury to your blood vessels. In some cases, those form aneurysms where you bleed out, and that's the hemorrhagic later in life. In some cases, you develop little rents and you repair them with cholesterol. You repair them with cholesterol, and that is how you get ischemic lack of blood flow stroke. So what do you do about it? If you are short, like I am, manage your blood pressure, manage your stress, manage your LDL cholesterol, don't smoke, do all those other things that are appropriate to stay young, and you'll stay much younger, too. Another story this week. Excessive alcohol is associated with dementia. Yeah, any alcohol is associated with brain dysfunction and increased cancer rates. But more than two drinks is what they called excessive every night of the week. That is 3, 4, 5, whatever it is. And compulsive drinking, those people had about a 50% increased risk of developing cognitive dysfunction and dementia, especially early. On the other hand, having two drinks a night in a large French study, we don't know what the other people in France did, but compared to other people in France, having two drinks a night decreased their risk of dying from any cause by about 20%, equivalent to living about 4 years longer. So maybe this is a benefit for two or less drinks a night. A drink is 1 12-ounce beer or 5 ounces of wine or an ounce of 100-proof whiskey. So those are the data on that. Next story that I want to cover. So what is it? If you haven't started drinking, don't. If you are drinking, try and drink steadily. Remember, 7 on Friday night or 14 on Friday night isn't 1 or 2 every night. Cleaning impacts, cleaning products. This is if you use cleaning products twice a day in your home, and this looked at women who did this, their lung function, their elastic function of lung, their ability to breathe out and breathe in a regular fashion was equivalent to smoking a pack of cigarettes a day. That's horrible. So what we know, don't have phthalates, And don't use cleaning products without the doors open. If you're cleaning in the winter, use lemon juice, or vinegar with a microfiber cloth or a damp cloth that does just as good. And don't use the current cleaning products because they appear to damage your lung. Vinegar doesn't appear to, and of course, lemon juice doesn't appear to. It doesn't get inhaled, if you will, in the same way. Working nights, I already talked about that, if you will, raising the diabetes risk. Spouses have an influence on your risk of alcohol abuse. Yeah, this is an interesting study that looked at who people were married to. And if they married someone who was a alcoholic, they had a 50% increased risk of alcoholism. If they divorced them, they got rid of that risk. If they married someone who wasn't an alcoholic, that lowered their risk. So this study was of people who got divorced and what happened to them compared to their alcohol use before and after divorce. And it turned out getting a spouse without an alcohol use habit was a good thing. Alcohol misuse habit, I should say. Opioid tied to the risk of fatal infections. This isn't really an opioid, but this is Contron. Is associated, that is that herb that the FDA warned us caused salmonella, is also associated with, of course, it's used in tea or in smoothies, etc. Well, somehow, and it comes from the Orient, it's an herb. The FDA thinks it may be a opioid. But what also is interesting with it is it gets contaminated with salmonella. It's bad enough that it has opioid and can addict you to it. But then again, now it's a risk of salmonella. So Contron, stay away from it. It's not safe. There is a story about opioids tied to fatal infections. That is, opioids increase your risk of infections because you're not able to fight them as well. We knew that very well when we developed the drug methylnaltrexone. Many of you don't know, but I helped invent a drug with four other people called methylnaltrexone. Relistor is its name. It's on the market. I sold my rights to it so I can talk about it any so I don't have any vested interest other than I did, you know, historical rights and not financial rights. But in any case, we knew that giving a peripheral opioid antagonist, something that inhibited opiates from operating in the main part of your body, not in your blood, not in your brain. Brain is where pain is, so you want the opiate to go there. But this blocked the opiate in the rest of your body and blocks, in fact, the side effect of the immune dysfunction, we think. We used it for blocking the constipation. So those are the top stories of the week. Let me review them. FDA is going to look at new ways, and you may want to think about looking at participating in studies for early onset of Alzheimer's disease. With drugs that may be able to prevent it early. We now know from the some of the studies with omega-3 and omega-7 that those look like they prevent the if it's given early enough. That's one of the reasons we say to take fish oil or fish and eat fish, eat salmon or ocean trout twice a week. Avoiding the five food felons, as mentioned in You on a Diet, or as described in You on a Diet, helps you lose weight, helps you get healthy. So it doesn't matter whether it's low carb or low fat, as long as the carbs you do eat and the fat you do eat are healthy. Avoid simple sugars, added syrup, simple carbohydrates, foods with saturated fat, and foods with trans fat. Pretty clear data. Eating fast. So if you shovel food in, you're likely to gain weight. So instead, put down your fork in between bites, take a gulp of water or coffee, and then continue. Short kids have a higher risk of stroke as adults. What does that mean? Manage your blood pressure tightly. Excessive alcohol use is linked to early dementia, but two drinks or less a night every night to a longer life. And avoid cleaning products or phthalates. Just you, and you want only essential oils in your aromas in the home. And cleaning products, you want to use either vinegar with a microfiber cloth, or lemon juice with a microfiber cloth. Dilute juice, obviously. So that's the message. Thanks very much. Thank you for tuning in. This is 881A. Thanks very much for listening, and I hope you will take some of this to heart so that you can choose to live at the top of your curve till very near the end. This is Dr. Mike Roizen. You're listening to You, the Owner's Manual podcast. Thanks very much, Ben, for great engineering. Thank you for downloading us. Please do rate us. Please do tell your friends about us. Hopefully 50,000 of you who do download us regularly can't be wrong and do enjoy the news of the week. You can write me at ageprooflife@gmail.com, ageprooflife@gmail.com, no punctuation, ageprooflife@gmail.com, to tell me about guests you'd like to have. The guests are always in the B segment, and probably 884, we're going to do a special on the Fab 8 plus 2 plus 1, those supplements that I take every day and advise my patients to take, and then maybe another one on what you can do to keep your brain young until the longevity revolution takes hold. We'll be back next week, every Tuesday, a new release of the news of the week for the last week and what it especially means for you so that you can live at the top of your curve. Thanks again.